In 1995, Michael Jackson attempted to win back his popularity with the History album and tour, the most spectacular campaign so far, even by Jackson standards.
Oh my God, look at who he's become. As time went on, you know, it became more and more important for it to be more spectacular and more gimmicky. For me, the best of Michael was before he was responding to the pressure to be Michael.
Michael has always been very, very shy. And he just kept going inside and going inside and going inside. I watched him. I used to really hurt for Michael. Really hurt for him. And he was just trying to be normal.
If that's the price, then that's what it is. He's used to it because of the success, but at the same time, it must be hard too. He needs me around him so I can take care of him. That's what he needs.
Jackson's album of remixes, Blood on the Dance Floor, reached number one in 1997, though the critics were largely unimpressed. By the time his album Invincible was released, Jackson was convinced his achievements were being ignored, both by the critics and by his own record label, Sony.
Jackson turned around and he said that they hadn't provided him with money for video, they hadn't provided him with money for XYZ, for marketing, etc., etc. Sony, needless to say, weren't happy because they spent on $25 million alone on recording costs. This album was not a good return on their investment.
You have to remember, Invincible sold 9 million copies, perhaps more today. 9 million copies, that's more records than any artist out there today is selling, any top artist. So Michael is still doing very well. He's just not doing what Michael Jackson does. He's not selling 60 million.
Hoping to make the most of the enduring popularity of his back catalog, Jackson released a greatest hits album in 2003,